Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Look, at what point does Biden just sit down with his team and admit our Middle East policy has completely failed? And we've gone from the Abraham Accords to open warfare between Israel and Iran. And every time they say de-escalate, every time they try to pull back, our enemies push farther forward. And the biggest thing, guys, that this administration could do to help our ally Israel and to tamp down the violence is cut off the cash in Tehran, cut off the oil. They're selling 90% of their illegal oil to China, and that money is flowing through Tehran out to all their terrorist proxies, building the drones, building the missiles. Until we cut off the cash, this is only going to continue.
Yeah, Congressman, what about the sanctions that the Biden administration?
Yeah, what sanctions? What a joke. And he's absolutely, this is Congressman Michael Walsh on Fox News this morning. He's absolutely nailed it. Iran feels emboldened because they know they have the financial backing of Joe Biden. They know that Biden greenlit that attack on Israel as long as it was small and contained. They know they can do whatever they want, the mullahs specifically, under Joe Biden. And what has been wanted and planned for and paid for since the Obama administration in the pallets of cash, $1.7 billion to Iran, they snuck it to him on planes, is the construction of that nuclear, of those nukes, missiles on which to deliver them, and ultimately they hope a war with Israel and Iran. That is how you look at it if you're Iran. You cannot look at it any other way if you look at what Biden does. So Iran is trying to get everything in here that they can while Biden is still in office.
And the Biden administration tells our enemies don't, and then tells our allies we won't.
Yeah, well, and then, and again, here's the thing. Nobody has refuted. This is what's amazing. Nobody has refuted that Reuters reporting. That is mainstream media reporting over the weekend. Ran on the international stage. I mean, you know, everywhere from the Asia Times to Times of India to Jerusalem Post saying Joe Biden greenlit that attack on Israel by Iran as long as it was small and contained. He did it through Turkey. In other words, passed the message through Turkey. They haven't denied it because they did it.
I just think it's interesting how we have all these folks who have been telling Israel, don't do this attack, don't respond, don't respond. Well, why didn't you say that to Iran before they attacked Israel?
Well, because, I mean, you gave them the missiles to do it. You let the sanctions expire so they could go ahead and buy them and possess them with no consequences. And 6 months later, those missiles are raining down on Israel. I mean, you look at the concrete things that they have done. You cannot listen to what Joe says. I mean, Joe lies. I mean, yeah, his uncle was eaten by cannibals, Lee. Okay. So at that point, you can't listen to these people. You have to watch what they do. And if you only watch what they do and you do not listen to what they say, they have backed Iran against Israel every step of the way. And they have rewarded them every step of the way. They give them $6 billion. They can draw down on 9/11. Yes, Iran caught the significance of that. And then a month after October 7th, you give them another $10 billion. There is nothing there but an attaboy. Hey, you killed 1,400 Jews. Well, you know what? We love that. Here, have another $10 billion. I mean, think about this for a minute. This is the same administration saying that we're hearing, hey, you know, we need to take frozen Russian funds and use them to help Ukraine. Well, what are we doing with frozen Iranian funds? Oh, giving them to Iran. What does that say? Well, we've got to stop Russia. We've got to freeze the funds, got to keep them frozen, got to use them for Ukraine. Okay. Well, if we stop Iran, what would we do? Oh, we'll give the funds to Iran. Knowing they're going to buy the missiles that we gave them permission to buy after October 7th by lifting the missile sanctions. There's no other way you could look at this. I don't care what the Biden administration says on any given day about Israel. It's cover to get into a war, to get Iran on war footing and get into a war in the Middle East. Why? I do not know, but they want one. You cannot look at it any other way. Obama and Biden have been working for this since they lied to Congress about sending those pallets of cash. Remember what they said? First, they denied it. Then they said, I mean, think how they were doing it. They were putting them on planes in the middle of the night in non-U.S. denominations unmarked bills. That's how you move drug money. That's how you move illicit money. This is, Lee, that's how terrorist organizations move money. And they lied to Congress about it. Said, no, we didn't do it. Then they said, well, it was only $400 million. Then they said, well, you know, it might have been $7 million. Or, well, I mean, I'm sorry, $700 million or maybe $1.2 billion. Well, it was $1.7 billion. They would do anything it took to get Iran the money. Why? Because they had to keep the mullahs in power and keep that nuke program funded. That's why. So they can say Israel, I don't care. You've been funding their program. And this is just, it's abject evil is what it is. They can't come out directly and say they're on Iran's side, that they support Hamas. So they do all these little things. By the way, I had to laugh at Representative Thomas Massie's tweet overnight. Okay. About Mike Johnson. He was trying to figure out whose side Speaker Johnson is actually on, Democrat or Republican. Here's what he tweeted. Unprecedented. Speaker Mike Johnson plans to pass the rule for $100 billion in foreign aid using Democrats on the Rules Committee. Is he working for Democrats or Republicans now? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Here's the funny thing. Something weird is up with Speaker Johnson. I hope he's okay. I really do hope he's okay. We know he met with the FBI last week. I don't know what happened. Mike Johnson had a tremendous foreign policy success. You know what Mike Johnson actually did? Remember he declared in the fall, he said, well, we're not funding Ukraine unless we get real border protection in this country, in America. We're not doing it, right? And then he didn't. Yeah. He didn't do it. And you know what happened? EU said, wow, those chumps in America, I guess they're not going to print more cash to pay for our wars. And you know what they did? They spent $60 billion. They actually ponied up the money and spent it. And I said the whole time, what, you mean we never needed to send a dime? They would pay for it? Well, yeah. If the chump America back there won't pay for it, sure they'll pay for it. And they did. They spent $60 billion. The equivalent of roughly, anyway. And it got funded. And we didn't have to spend a thing. And Mike Johnson did that. It was very smart what he did. He just sat back and went, yeah, I'd love to do it. But we're going to have to get some border security. The last 2 weeks, something bizarre has happened. The reason Kevin McCarthy was tossed from office is that he had begun to pass legislation with majorities of Democrat votes, as if he were the Democrat speaker. Damaging legislation the Democrats wanted. So they tossed him out. Well, Mike Johnson, Lee, has begun to do the exact same thing as if he is the Democrat speaker. He uses majorities of Democrat votes and a handful of Republican votes to overcome the will of the Republicans from his own party. And we've watched him do it in the last week with this rule. Is Thomas, Representative Thomas Massie, is right. Is he working for the Democrats or Republicans? He is basically now whipping Democrat votes to get the Democrats' agenda through. Just like Kevin McCarthy. But he didn't do that when he came in office. Yeah. It took them 5 to 6 months to bend him to their will. How did they do it? God, I'd love to know.
Yeah, I know. This is...
But because he wasn't doing it at first.
Yeah, I know. And
he forced the EU to pay for their own security. I mean, that is amazing. And now he's like, oh, never mind. Oh, and he's like, screw the border, by the way. No, I that little thing I said about having to secure the border before you could have the Ukraine funding. I was just joking. Here, hey, Democrats, vote with me to overcome the Republicans. That's what he just did.
It just really...
Do they have something on him? Does he have a girlfriend? I mean, I don't know.
It just really irritates me that Democrats are getting away with turning their back on the border situation because that was the bargaining chip.
Yep.
That's what they were holding the Biden administration's feet to the fire. That's how it started out, is that, okay, if you want this Ukraine aid, which our members, some of our members have an issue with, some don't want it at all. Some just like, all right, we've spent enough money already. Others are like, at least tell us where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where the various factions of the Republican Party are. But you are going to have to do what we want done about the southern border. And now all that's gone. And Democrats, this could be, and I'm not trying to shift blame away from Johnson. I mean, I get that. But I'm simply saying, here's an issue where Democrats are responsible for it. And we literally have American citizen bodies.
1,700 of them
because
murdered last
of
year.
This policy, yep. of mm-hmm. this administration. We have bodies of American citizens, and yet they are getting off scot-free on this in the American media. Scot-free. And it just, it gets all over me. I don't understand. I don't understand how even moderately liberal media cannot look at this and say, there are American deaths because of this policy. Here's what the administration can do. Here's what the previous administration did do to mitigate this situation, even though Democrats were going to court to stop the Trump administration from doing anything. And yet we've seen the explosion, literal explosion of numbers over the border because of this and the carnage that has happened because of it. And yet they're getting away with it.
Here's the other thing I don't get, okay? This Mike Johnson thing. Really, I want to know. What do they have on him?
Yeah, How'd they flip him?
I know. Seriously, how did they flip him?
There was great
because
hope for him when he started.
He has totally done a 180 on his own policy, which was successful. Again, the guy forced, and you know what? I would have sold it that way. This is why they need a war room with talking points. Look, I forced the EU to pay $60 billion for the defense of Ukraine. It's their backyard. Let them deal with it. It's not our backyard. The same Mexico. So here's the thing, why would you do that? Why would you hold out for 6 months successfully? This is what the American people aren't being told. It got funded, Lee. It got funded by the people who should be paying for it because of the success of Mike Johnson. And the apologists on our side, some of them in talk radio, they discussed me, are saying, well, poor Mike Johnson. He's down to just one vote majority. What can he do? Well, okay, that's just dumb. You know why? It doesn't take any votes. You're the speaker. You decide what gets voted on. That's an incredible amount of power.
Yeah.
You yourself, Mike Johnson, I don't care if you have a no vote majority. Well,
ask Chuck Schumer about how you use that power.
How do you use it? You say, no, it's not coming on the floor for a vote. Next. Oh, poor Mikey. He doesn't have a big majority. He's the speaker. If he decides, you know what? No other legislation this year. I'm going on vacation. He can do that.
Well, look what Schumer did with Mayorkas.
We don't have to have $100 billion.
There's an example. Chuck Schumer stopped the impeachment of Mayorkas in just a matter of a couple of hours. Just shut it down because he's the Senate Majority Leader.
And the absolute tyranny of that FISA bill. Oh, my gosh. It's horrible. I mean, to be able to force, the FBI can go to the home or business of any American and force them to spy on another American. No warrant, no court oversight, and an automatic gag. If you're like, wow, they're forcing me to use my router to spy on everything Breitbart is doing, I'm their, you know, landlord, you can't tell anyone or you go to prison. That is a wholesale police state. Mike Johnson cast the deciding vote. And again, we could have said, okay, guess what? You got to have a warrant to do that. At least that'll get the court involved. Mike Johnson, again, no. Nope, got to live in a police state. What do they have on this? At this point, I'm asking. I don't know. I don't understand. They have co-opted him exactly like they did Kevin McCarthy. And he is acting as if he is the speaker of the Democrats, passing things over the objection of Republicans with a majority of Democrat votes. It's incredible. I never thought I'd see it in my life.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The jury has been seated for the Trump trial. And I'm going to tell you, folks, it is loaded with left-wingers who lied to the court to get on it. Now, we're already seeing... Folks, this is why the founders never intended for presidents to ever be tried by people. Because it's impossible. It's politically impossible. They only intended for them to be tried by a jury of their true peers, which would be impeachment. And you see what's going on with these jurors? Okay, so we've got one clear left-winger who appears to have attempted to lie his way on the jury. Juror number four. Selected, sworn in on Tuesday. Remember, they have this whole questionnaire. Hey, can you be fair? Did you support this person? Are you politically active? No. You ever been arrested? No, not me. Arrested for tearing down right-wing political posters. Yeah. They lied. Lied to get on the jury. And why wouldn't you do this? Think about this. I mean, book deals? MSNBC is going to love you. You're going to do a round of interviews afterwards. You're going to be famous. 85% of the people in the jury pool there in Manhattan voted for Democrats, right? So you're going to be like a rock star if you could put Trump away. There's no way around this. It's impossible for the man to get a fair trial. Not that even he should even be tried at all. So after that came to light, the arrest for ripping down right-wing political posters, juror number four was excused. But I actually think the other case of the other juror who's out the door now is even more interesting. Juror number two, the way it's being reported, admitted she could no longer be fair. Well, why couldn't she be fair? For the exact reason I have predicted. Because of the description of her, family and friends figured out it was her and start texting her. They started texting her. And what are they doing? What is that? They're oh, get him. Oh, you're at the Trump. We hate Trump. See, once they realize when you're living in a blue area, again, where the jury pool voted 85% for the Democrats, the intimidation factor, friends and family, is gonna be massive. Okay. You gotta understand where these people are. You got they're not just Democrats, okay? Because Democrats used to be able to hold fair trials in their territories, in blue areas. They cannot anymore. Why? They have been so lied to and weaponized by the media that it's no longer, hey, I'm right wing or left wing. Hey, I like the right. Hey, I like the left. It's, did you know if Trump wins, Putin will complete his coup of America and Putin is Hitler? They think, never forget, these people are psychologically scarred and damaged by their lying media. Their lying media has convinced them that Putin, who is, of course, Hitler, came very close, this close last time to effecting a coup and destruction of what they think is their democracy. They live in a republic, but they don't even know that. And so they believe this is an existential matter of survival for them. They think they're going to be ruled by Vladimir Putin if they don't stop Trump. Of course, people get real news like us. And Yuri Berliner at NPR, as he wrote in his piece about how NPR lies, the way the rest of the media does too. Oh, hey, Hillary just made up Russia collusion. Yeah, Putin was never to take over the country via Trump. Putin and Trump never even had any communication. Not so much as a damn dime ever exchanged. As opposed to, like, you know, the $30 million that Biden took from the Russians. Well, his family anyway. Kind of without registering as a foreign agent, which is sort of a felony. Ask Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign manager. He went to prison for it anyway. If they're worried about Russian influence, they need to vote for Trump. But Democrats don't know that. And so you're sitting on that jury. All your family and friends are going, come on, this is an existential matter of survival. Our democracy, or whatever the heck they think it is on the line. I mean, Putin's going to take over. Putin's stooge is going to, they don't know that the whole thing was debunked by Mueller and 30 FBI agents who were supposed to take Trump down but couldn't do it because he was innocent. They haven't even heard or read, I bet you, Yuri Berliner's piece for NPR where he went, wow, we lied to people about Russia collusion for like a year and a half. And then when we realized it was fake, we didn't tell them. These people are scared to death. Think about it this way. Suppose no less than Hitler was sitting there in front of you and you could try him. You could put him away. You could keep him from ever getting power. Would you do it? Would you even care what the facts were? I wouldn't. Would you? And you shouldn't. If you could put Hitler away, you could stop Hitler. That's who they think. Their media is that crazy. And so look what's going on with juror number two, a woman who lived on Manhattan's Upper East Side and works as a nurse. She says she has concerns about being fair and balanced. Why? Her family and friends are all texting her. They're all telling her. They're texting her. I guarantee they're all liberals. How do you even go home? How do you go to work if somebody finds out who you are and that you could have stopped Hitler, but you didn't? This is where the left-wing mentality is. It is brainwashing, and it's brainwashing that's been done not just by the mainstream media who lies to them, but by no less than the FBI and our intelligence agencies. 51 intelligence heads said, well, that's Russia disinformation right there. That Hunter Biden laptop. No, those crimes, more than 400 documented on it. Those aren't real. Russia made those up. I mean, these are people who've been watching the head, a former head of the CIA, John Brennan, go on their media and lie to them about the existential threat that they face. They're scared to death. They're idiots. But they're scared to death idiots. Our founders knew this was impossible. And yet it's happening. Fair trial by a jury of your peers, especially given the propaganda that these poor people have been exposed to, these leftists.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, last month, very interesting article in the UK Daily Mail. It was a leaked report out of Canada, where the inflation has run very similar to ours. They've had similar economic policies, and a lot of our printed money is sloshed over their border. And so their inflationary patterns have largely followed ours. It was a police report that had leaked. It was plans for dealing with violence and unrest among the current generation, Gen Z. Once they figure out they're never going to be able to own a home. Wow. Wonder if we have those kind of plans somewhere. Bet we do, because the math is the same. In fact, it's worse for us, given debt to GDP ratio. Once they figure out they're never going to own a home. Canadian authorities, Canadian intelligence figuring they might get violent. They might get really angry. I don't know. I hope somebody somewhere gets angry. Have you seen this? Headline, Wall Street Journal, housing market slumps as mortgage rates top 7%. Existing home sales in March, just a month of March, fell 4.3% from February. Mortgage rates have surged past 7%. Home sales in March posted their biggest monthly drop in more than a year, according to Wall Street Journal. Folks, you know what we're deciding? We have decided, well, I'm sorry, Mike Johnson and the Democrats and Kevin McCarthy and the Democrats before him have decided we're just going to print money. And if the cost is having a real estate industry, we just won't have one. If the cost is, hey, a whole generation's not going to be able to buy a home, they'll rent forever. Oh, well, fire up the printing press till the wheels come off. Because that's what causes inflation, interest rates that high. But this is a fake real estate recession. It's fake. Why? Because in recessions, true recessions normally like demand falls, right? People don't want houses for some reason. That's not the case. I know my husband's in this industry. They call every day. People desperate to buy houses. They want to buy, they even have money to buy houses. And then they hear what their payment would be. And they realize they don't have enough money to buy a house. What is going on here? One of the things that's interesting, the way the Wall Street Journal describes this, a persistently low supply of homes for sale is pushing prices higher. Why is there a low supply of homes for sale? Because people, I mean, we're doing this. People are stuck in their homes. Because why? They have a 3% rate. You can't let go of that in exchange for a 7% rate. Oh my gosh. What was the average, when Donald Trump left office, what was the average mortgage payment on an average, median, middle of the market home? Anybody know? I do. It's burning my brain. $1,700 a month. $1,700 a month. What is it today? Average, median, middle class home. Nothing special. $3,400. 3 years. 3 years. $3,400. Do you know what you could have bought for $3,400 3 years ago? Let's throw COVID out of it. 4 years ago? Oh, you'd have like the Taj Mahal. It'd be beautiful. Now it's nothing special. Most people can't afford it at all. So people can't move out of their houses because they can't buy, people can't buy another house because they'd have to give up their current mortgage rate. So they're stuck. So people who want to downsize are stuck. People who want to upsize are stuck because their family is growing. They're shoving kids in extra bedrooms. We're living like we're in Ukraine or something. I mean, it is ridiculous. It is literally Washington going, oh, heck, who cares? We just won't have a real estate industry. So it's not a lack of demand and not a lack of market demand, not a lack of market demand of people wanting houses. It's, oh my gosh, I can't pay $3,400 a month. I'm going to have to hold on to my $1,700 a month payment for the same house. For the same house. You'd be crazy. Why would you sell? You can't sell a house. Can't upgrade. Can't do anything. You're stuck. And you will be stuck and we will be stuck. Nothing will change until they stop printing like they are. Probably still print some, but not like they are. Inflation is going nowhere. And nobody is willing to say it, except me. I said it last year. I literally said to you that the rates are not coming down. Not when Mike and the Democrats print like this. Not when Kev and the Democrats print like this. And folks, to me, the biggest story this week, besides the Democrats finally succeeding in starting World War III, or attempting to anyway, in the Middle East, is this IMF article where literally, and you should read it for yourself, because so rarely is the truth ever printed in anything American. And Bloomberg published it. International Monetary Fund, a big liberal globalist confab. Headline, IMF steps up its warning to U.S. over spending and ballooning debt. It was one of the most remarkable articles I've read in a very long time because it admits three things. Number one, our economy is fake. And they say, oh, it's great. We love it. Yeah, your economy's booming and the stomach is on fire. Why? Because you're printing money. It's fake. You're printing money. You're swirling some money around. Number two point, quote, something will have to give, the IMF warned. Why? Because if America keeps printing and borrowing like this, it will, quote, undermine long-term fiscal and financial stability around the world by ratcheting up global funding costs. What does this mean? Our money, we print it. It's nasty, nasty, evil, bad stuff. It's like, oh, it's almost like counterfeit. It sloshes out into the world economy and what? It causes inflation everywhere. I mean, they caused their own by printing their own, but we're doing a lot of it. They're saying, stop. No one is going to be able to buy a home. We are all going to be poor. And folks, when the IMF, a liberal World Economic Forum loving globalist organization, goes, oh my gosh, stop. When they sound like the Freedom Caucus in Congress, what are there, 15 to 19 of them? And they're laughed at. Stop printing those idiots. The IMF is saying the same thing right now. And Congress is going, we don't need our real estate industry. That generation will get used to the idea of never owning a home. No, they're told they'll be fine with it. Will they? UKA Daily Mail didn't think so. Canada didn't think so. Again, secret police report leaks out. You can Google it. It's quite an article. They expect violence from this generation when they realize, hey, this isn't just COVID hangover. This isn't pandemic hangover. This is the game now. We're just not going to have a real estate industry. People are going to be, but at this rate, this continues. You're going to see your mom deed the house to you as the only way you're ever going to have a house that you own to keep the mortgage rate. That's just going to be like Japan. And there's no reality. I mean, the Republicans aren't even saying it. We could win if we said it. Because Mike wants to get another hit on the printing press. So do the Democrats. So do some Republicans. IMF doesn't, though. They seem to think it'll be real bad if we don't stop. You know what that is? It's one of these flashing red lights. Flash, 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 flash. Wow, even the IMF says our economy is fake and it's going to crash if we don't stop. Huh. Wonder what that means. Wildlife is not your friend. People in our listening area there in North Carolina seem to have a hard time understanding this. Headline. Oh, this is an IQ test. Group caught on camera pulling bear cubs from tree to take pictures because they're so cute. But does anyone anticipate consequences anymore? Certainly they don't in Washington. A group of people were recorded pulling two bear cubs from a tree in North Carolina on Tuesday afternoon, apparently to take pictures with the animals and leaving one orphaned and potentially injured in the process. Oh my. Yeah. In an upsetting video taken by onlooker Rachel Stout, the group of around five people is seen approaching a tree lining the fence of an apartment complex in Asheville where the two small cubs are perched on branches. Because, you know, if I see bear cubs, I go, I want to hold that. I think he's going to want me to hold him too. And his mama will be fine with it. It is Asheville, so you have to ask what they were probably smoking, right? At first, the cubs are partially obscured by the foliage, but as the group gets closer to the tree, a few of the individuals reach directly through the leaves to grab hold of the bears and begin to tug. Okay. I'm going to yank this bear down out of the tree. Come on, we'll get the best selfie ever. A few of the individuals reach directly through the leaves to grab hold of the bears and begin to tug until each animal loses its grip on the branch to which it was clinging. Someone manages to yank one of the cubs away sooner than the other. The person ends up holding the cub as if it were a small child, petting it with one hand, posing and smiling with another member of the group, while another member of the group snaps a picture. Later, one of the two cubs seems to temporarily free itself and dart out from the area around the tree where the group is gathered. Folks, oh my gosh. Ashley Hobbs, special project biologist with the North Carolina Wildlife Resource Commission, freaking out over this and opening an investigation. How dumb are you? I'll tell you what happened next in the next hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.